Lord, I thank you once again for the privilege and the honor to be able to stand before your people. Lord, I just pray that you will speak to us today. Make it clear. Make it so a child can understand it, that we'll go away with some great understanding like never before. Bless this word as it go out, that it will not return back void. I thank you, Lord. It will accomplish what it was set out to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What we're going to talk about today, what we're going to be sharing about today, is only believe. In other words, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. We're living in a day and an hour and a time that's a lot of fear is coming up upon the face of the earth. People are worried about many things. They're worried about retirement. They're worried about how they're going to send their kids to college. They're worried about how they're going to be able to go to the doctor, get medical attention, buy the prescription. So much worry is going on. But the Lord would say, fear not, only believe. Only believe before the things got as bad as this world as it is now. Badder than that. You didn't worry then, don't worry now. No matter what the news reporters say, no matter what the news come forth with, only believe. The way that you started out believing that you was going to be all right, everything was going to be okay. Continue to believe that God will make a way for you in your troublesome time. Amen. All right. Look at the book. Let's go. Come on. Let's go to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 5. Very familiar passage. Very familiar scriptures that we're going to be reading today. Let's go to Mark chapter 5. Verses. Let's start at verse number 21. If you got it, say praise the Lord. Notice what it said. And when Jesus was passing over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was high unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, J.R. by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. J.R. fell at Jesus' feet in reverence, in respect, out of honor, knowing who that, acknowledging who Jesus was. 23, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lie at the point of death. I pray thee come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. Notice when J.R. came to her, he had already a preceived idea. He already knew what he wanted Jesus to do. It was three things. Number one, he wanted Jesus to lay his hand on her. Number two, so she could be healed. And number three, so she could live. That's what he believed that Jesus could do for him. 24, and Jesus went with him. Much people followed him and thronged him. 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in depressed behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She had enough faith and believing in Jesus that she could just touch the hem of his garment. She could be whole. We have to have enough faith and believe, and if we could just reach out and praise him and thank him, favor will begin to come our way. Things will begin to shift our way. Things will begin to be better in our life. We must believe when we come to him that we can receive from him. This woman had some faith right there. She just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turning him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" 31, and his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and said thou, who touched me?" 32, and he looked around about to see her that had done this. But the woman feared and trembled, knowing what he was doing in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of that pledge." You know, faith is risky business. She didn't know how he was going to respond, what he was going to say or do when he found out that she touched the hem of his garment. But notice what he said, "Your faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." 35, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue, house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further?" Look at the devil. Look at the evil report come. As soon as Jesus heard this, watch this. As soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." Be not afraid, only believe. What was he believing? JR was believing. Let's go back up and see what he was talking about. Let's go back up to the beginning. Look at verse 23. Now this JR, and besought him greatly. He begged him. He pleaded with him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lie at the point of death." Now watch this here. He said what he wanted Jesus to do. He believed that Jesus could do this. He said, I want you to come. Lay thy hands on her. And also that she may be healed and she shall live. There was three things that he believed that Jesus could do if Jesus was to come and go home with him. But in the process of Jesus getting there, she died. Jesus overheard the evil report. What the man said, let's go back down. What the man said that came in, he says in verses 35, while he yet speak, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why trouble thy the master any further?" As soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid. Only believe what you said in the beginning. Only believe what you asked me for in the beginning." No matter what the evil report say, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what the situation may be, only believe what you believed in the beginning. In other words, hold fast to your confession of faith. Don't let the situation or circumstance change your mind. If you started off believing God for a situation or a circumstance to take place and to happen, yes, the going might get tough. Yes, it might get rough. Yes, it seemed like the devil done turn up the fiery furnace 7 times harder. Hotter than it was in the beginning. But guess what? Only believe what you begin to believe from the beginning. Don't let situation, circumstance change your mind. That's how people cancel their order when they change their mind from their first confession. That's how you cancel your order. In the beginning, you believe that Jesus could do it. In the beginning, that you believe that God can make a way. In the beginning, you believe that God could provide for you. But because the going get tough, things got rough, and the enemy begin to paint you a picture, thoughts begin to battle your mind to come in and fight against what you had already believed from the beginning, and you get weary in your mind, and you let go of what you believed in the beginning. Only believe what you started off with, what you say. You know, we talked about this last week. He shall have whatever he what? Don't change your confession of faith. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what it tastes like, no matter what the devil say, only believe what you was believing in the beginning. And I believe it. We believing for a lot of things to take place in this church. I want to encourage you, hold fast to your confession of faith. Hold fast what you were believing for in the beginning for this church in your personal life. Don't let it go. Don't lose hope. Only believe. Don't you know that man had a mind battle then when he got that evil report talking about leave Jesus alone, don't worry him anymore. Your daughter is dead. You know something? The mind battle. I believe he just came to a pause in his life. He just stood still. Watch this in. Especially when Jesus said, fear not, only believe. Now, which one are you going to believe? You're going to believe that's a spiritual truth and that's a natural truth. Come on now. That's a spiritual truth. And the natural truth, yes, she probably was dead. And she was dead. Spiritual truth was Jesus say, only believe what you was believing in the beginning. It's a decision-making time. It's a choice-making time. And sometimes we make wrong choices, wrong decisions because of what we see. Because of what we think, because of what we believe, we change our confession of faith. I want to encourage you, don't let go, don't turn loose, just keep on believing the way that you are. What we talked about a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago now, it was in the book of Corinth, and we was talking about lest Satan should get advantage of you. You remember that message? Don't let him take the advantage of you. You got to be sober. You got to be diligent. You got to be watchful. You got to stay alert because he coming. And if he can take the advantage of you, he will take the advantage of you. And he'll use you up. And then what he'll do, he'll take your very life. You got to hold fast to your confession of faith. You got to believe that the way that you was believing in the beginning. You got to hold fast, saint. You got to endure. You got to be in a fixed, unmovable position. Hold on, saint. Don't turn loose. It's too much is at stake. And I'm believing for this event that's coming up, we are reaching out for soul. And I believe that's the heart of the Father for us to go out there and to get them and to compel them to come into the house of the Lord. He with us. He's for us. We just got to do our part. Come on now. Make sure that you're doing all that you can. Make sure that you measure up to the degree that you're reaching out. You're reaching out. You praying for them. And like I said in the beginning, it always starts in prayer. We already done started, We already engaged into prayer. We can't back up now. We're coming in for the home stretch. We ain't got the 4 more weeks. And it's going to be where the rubber meets the road. Hold fast to your confession of faith. Only believe. Only believe. It don't matter what you see. No matter what it feel like. No matter where you might look to your left, where you might look to your right. You wonder where your sister, where your brother. That's all right. You just stay focused. Stay focused. Don't be moved. And keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. And I want you to know. Watch this here. Look at verses number 37. Verses number 37. Notice what it said. After Jesus done encouraged him, told him, don't be not afraid. Don't be fearful. Only believe. Look what he said in 37. And he suffered no man. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and John and James. You remember I said we'll get back to that? Peter, John, and James. He wanted those three to go with him to the JR house because he could depend on them. He knew the faith that they had. He knew the intimacy that these brothers had. He picked those three to go with it. He didn't need no doubt. He didn't need no unbelief in what he was getting ready to do. Finna raise the dead. He needed someone to stand with him, hold fast with their faith in what God was about to do and not turn loose no matter what. He looked for three people. He looked for those three. Not that some of the others couldn't go with him or could have went with them, but he knew that he could count on those. They spent time with him. They spent time with Jesus. They knew, and Jesus knew them, and he chose them to go with him. We are looking for some Peter, Johns, and James. We are looking for some Peter, Johns, and James with that with that same belief, that same closeness with Jesus, that intimacy with Jesus. Those the individual that you can call upon that will go with you. When they go on, get going and it get rough and it get tough, they're not going to turn cold on you. They're going to stand there with you. I thank God for all of you this morning. I thank God for you. So Jesus was telling them, only believe. I don't care what you're facing this morning in your family life. I don't care what you're facing in your financial life. I don't care what you're facing in any situation or circumstance. Only believe. What you started out with, how you was calling those things to be not as though they were from the beginning, how you was trusting God. And you know, it's always time. Watch this here. It's always time. It's preparation time. You have to prepare and make preparation whatever you're going to do. You just didn't get up this morning and came to church. No, you got up, you wash your face, you brush your teeth, you got you some coffee or whatever. You made preparations. You closed yourself and you came. When we approach the throne room of God, when that serious situation or circumstance that you are facing, prepare yourself. Make preparation. And that's what we're doing now. We preparing ourselves for the 22nd. We are preparing. We're making preparation. We are making preparation for that. We got to do that. The only way that we're going to see the fruit that we need. And I'm trusting God. I'm believing God. I take that word that he spoke to JR. Fear not. Only believe when we first, only believe those things, what we first started talking about, the 20s. We was excited about it. we was encouraged about it. The momentum should be done picked up. We should be done picked up speed by now. We should be done picked up a faster pace or getting excited about it, getting ready for it. Things should be coming into play right about now. We can do it, Saint. I want you to know we can do it. And I want you to know they are coming. I want you to know it's going to be a blessed time. I want you to know it's going to be a great time of fellowshipping and worshiping and giving God the glory. I believe that somebody going to come and get saved. I believe that somebody going to come and get back in right standing, right relationship with Jesus Christ. I believe it. I believe it. I'm going down swinging. I'm going down swinging. I'm not caving in. I'm not giving in. And even if he don't, we're going to keep on serving God. Come on now. Even if he don't, we like the three Hebrew boys. Even if he don't, we're going to continue to reach out. We'll come back, sharpen our tools, get ready, get back in training, and go again. Come on now. We're going again. We're going to keep on going. We're going to go on and on and on. We can do it. We're going to do it. Amen. Amen. Only believe whatever you've been believing for, whatever it looked like. If it's a child on went astray and it seems like they're never going to get it right. If it's a financial need that just seems like you just can't get the ends to meet. Whatever it may be. Or you need healing in your body, just keep on believing. It's better to go on to glory and not get it and to get in doubt and unbelief and quit believing. Come on now. That was the Old Testament saints right there. A lot of the promise they didn't experience. They didn't receive the promise of God. They didn't experience, but they died in faith. Come on now. They went on to the grave believing God. Amen. Amen. Only believe. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.